Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 284, in that 294, that is, 294 in that continuing series. And we'll get to our guests in just a moment. Coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. Now 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 57 degrees here in central Minnesota, overcast skies and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. Like I said, we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Wayne Applehands. Wayne, how are you doing?
Great. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. And how's things out in Colorado today there, Wayne?
Well, it's a little overcast, but it's about 72 degrees, so it's not too bad. And we're supposed to get some rain, but that's all right. We can use it.
Okay. Very good. What part of Colorado are you in, Wayne?
We're in North Glen, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver.
Okay.
It's about 10 minutes north of Denver.
All right. And born and raised there, or where did you get started?
Well, actually, in 1961, my mom and dad had it. I was born in Colby, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Then in 1963, we moved out to Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
So.
Uh-huh. And family?
My wife of 38 years.
Uh-huh.
And our son is going to be 25 in November, and he also plays in our band.
That's right. And his name is Nathan?
Yes.
Very, very good. Well, very good. Well, we want to find out a little more about your music, Wayne. Of course, there's interest in polka music all around the country. And your style is just a little different from some of the other styles, from the Dutchman and the Cleveland style, Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh style, and those types, Eastern style, I guess. So you can tell us a little bit about how you got started and the style of the Dutch hop style of music. Enlarge on that a little bit.
Okay. Well, when I was about 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, and then we went and took music lessons, and we was told to, the music teacher told me I was going to be playing a small accordion, you know, a 12-bass accordion for about 10 weeks. And I said, man, I'm not interested in that. I want to play the dulcimer. And so he made us do that. That way we get the rhythm and stuff like that and start reading notes. And that's how it started. And then when I was 14 years old, I got with a band, and his name was Jim Dart. He was from Greeley, about 48 miles north of Denver. So I got with him, and I played with him for 5 years.
Okay.
And so we had a great time, and then we kind of went separate ways after 5 years, and then John Fritzler, I kept calling him and said, well, let's get together. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we played our first dance on Labor Day of, I believe it was 1980.
Uh-huh.
And we played together, John Fritzler, my brother Kelly, and we had a couple different musicians for 34 years we played together.
Wow, that's awesome. And now, since that time, John is retired?
John is retired, yes.
Okay.
And in November of 14,
okay.
2014 is when he retired.
And so then you took it over and renamed it, and it's now Wayne Applehands and the Dutch Hops?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Very good. And so what instrumentation did you guys have with John Fritzler Band?
What's that?
What instrumentation? Who'd you have playing with?
So we had John Fritzler on accordion,
uh-huh.
My brother on bass piano, and we had different trombone players. We had three different ones. We had Al Chant and Jim Dukovic and Bill Everly. And then in 2012, my son took over, and he told him, I said, man, you're playing with the high school band. Why don't you come play with us and earn a couple bucks every weekend and stuff? And so that's what he did. So he's been playing ever since also.
Well, that's great.
And then I play the hammered dulcimer.
Okay. Very, very good. So what is that, four-piece or five-piece? I lost count.
It's just a four-piece.
Four-piece, okay. All righty.
Yes,
and what are things like in Colorado these days? Is it the same as here in Minnesota, polka music on the decline a little bit, or is it still real popular? What's it like?
Well, it's kind of on the decline because the problem is that there's just hardly no places to play anymore, and there's probably about three, four different places that we do play,
uh-huh.
And that's about it. But you know, when you do play, it's you still have a good time, but it's just getting people to go.
Yeah.
And the younger generation, they just it's hard for them to, because with their busy lives and everything else, and kids growing up and stuff, it's just harder for them to come. But once they get there, they have a great time.
Exactly, you bet. And that's what we're finding around here, just the same as what you said. More population, but less interest, it seems like. Either they're busy with their jobs or things like that, and some of them just aren't motivated, so they don't get out and dance like we did when we were in our going out years.
Exactly. So there's one place out here that's about 40 miles east on I-76. It's called Kingsburg, and it's at the American Legion. And what we do is we just, the band ourselves, we just have dance ourselves, and then we collect all the money, and then we set up the tables, and we have a little potluck, that a bunch of food, and then about halfway through the dance, and then we just take a little break, and then we eat, and then, you know, so it seems to be working out pretty good, and then we end up putting tables back and all that stuff. So we appreciate them having, you know, the dances for us, or at least a place to play.
Absolutely. That's great. Now, the Dutch Hop, that with that hammer dulcimer, that's a little different sound. I think people around here probably are familiar with the Polka Nuts. They're from your area as well, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. They're about they're in Brighton, Colorado, which is about 20 miles north of Denver. And the Polka Nuts have been playing a long time. And so Dave, their dulcimer player, him and I are really, really good friends.
Okay.
So we try and follow each other and go to each other's dances and stuff, so that we at least support each other, and so it works out pretty well.
That's great. You bet. And Polka Nuts, of course, have recorded with the Big Joe Polka Show over the years. Around here, we get the RFD channel. And so the Big Joe Polka Show was aired for a number of years there. He recorded at Medina and down in Ennis, Texas, and some different locations there. And so they keep playing some of those reruns, so we get to see some of the bands there. And then now Molly B, that is the hot ticket these days with the RFD channel. And so Molly had done a lot of recording shows there, and those are being rerun as well. So have you guys played at all with either one of those?
Yes, we did it one time with John Fritzler when we were still all together.
Uh-huh.
We went down to Ennis, Texas, and we did the recording, and it was a very cool experience. It really was. And the only problem that I had with it was with Dulcimer, because you go down there, and with my Dulcimer, the humidity and the altitude changes the sound on it.
Oh, yes.
So I had to keep tuning it and stuff, and so, and then it finally worked out. But and then a few years later, I think it was like 3 years late, 3 years ago, our new accordion player, John Staley Jr., he now plays with us, and we went down to Ennis, Texas, too, and we did a Molly B. Pope show, and it was a blast.
Oh, there you go.
And they rerun that quite a bit, too, so... Because we always know when they run it, because we always sell a lot of CDs afterwards.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, well, we appreciate that.
You bet. Well, Wayne, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Your time out there is about 11 o'clock probably?
Yes.
You're at 11, so you're an hour behind us. Okay. 12 o'clock here, time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and close out the conversation with you. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
All righty, Wayne. So, Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market. One of the finest meat markets around. It's a busy time of the year with lots of grad parties, family get-togethers, camping, and other outdoor activities going on. Stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for some of the finest hot dogs around. All kinds of brats are on hand. Hamburger patties and large amounts of fresh-cut steaks are always found in the cases at the St. Joe Meat Market. My favorite steak these days are the chuck eye steaks. They are just the right size for one person, and are they ever juicy and flavorful. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Hawaiian-style brat made with pork and beef, chunks of ham, real pineapple, nectar, and coconut. This week you can try some, taking 30 cents per package, per pound off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Now, cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is going to be the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus. Come out on Friday and Saturday. Show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and or a burger and fries and a beverage. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market wishing all of you a very happy Father's Day, and thank you for your patronage. Wayne, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we mail that out to you, a priority mail, and hope that you and your wife and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you, Wayne?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
All right. You've been known to enjoy a brat or some... fine meats at some of the polka fests over the years?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's been a lot of great food, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
German people are some of the best people in the world.
I second that notion. We traveled to the German fest back in the 90s a couple of times. And boy, down in the park, on Lake Michigan there, every week in the summertime, they have a festival. First 1 week, it's German Fest, 1 week it's Italian Fest, 1 week it's a Mexican Fest, and I think they just changed signs because the food is always great from my experience down there. So, yeah, it's a fun time at those polka fests.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't have as many polka fests around here anymore as we used to, but we just have normal dances, which is, you know, we can just have fun doing that.
Absolutely. Well, Wayne, talk a little bit about the recordings. You sent me some music, so I'll have some of the Dutch Hop music for sale at the St. Joe Meat Market this upcoming week. A little bit about the recordings. You must have recorded first back in the days with John, huh?
Yes. John Fitzler, we have 8 of them.
Uh-huh.
And so actually we have, I have 2 more Dulcimer favorites, where it's just me and my brother a long time ago.
Okay.
We did just an album together, just the dulcimer and the piano.
Uh-huh.
And then about a few years ago, my son and I, Nathan, we did another dulcimer favorite, so we had a blast doing that, just him and I. So it's a recording that I'll always cherish and stuff. So, yeah. And then we got one brand new album about 3 years ago from John Staley. That's our current accordion player. So, yeah.
Okay. And which one is that one? Is that the one called Dulcimer Favorites?
Dulcimer Favorites, yeah. That's
the newest one. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Very good. Well,
yes,
we are going to save a little time here coming up for playing some of that music so folks get a better idea of what things sound like. So, but I've got all the CDs in front of me and looking at them all. And you play a lot of the traditional favorites. I mean, you do like TikTok and Roll Out the Barrel and songs like that as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do a little bit of country. We do a little bit of, we try to do a bunch of mixture. We do a lot of Dutch hops, a lot of waltzes, and two steps. So, absolutely, we do all that.
Whatever the crowd is asking for, you try to be a crowd pleaser, huh?
Absolutely.
There you go. All righty. Well, Wayne, now, do you guys have a book, a library that you follow? Are you improvised? Do you play by ear? How does it work with the band, with the musicians?
Actually, we all four of us, that's all we do is play by ear. I have no idea what notes are.
Okay.
And I just know where my basic chords are on the dulcimer, and that's what I do. Is I just know it's going to go from there. It's either going to go up or down.
Well, it's really neat because as I interview guests from week to week, some of them are so regimented. I mean, they've got a book that doesn't quit. You get into like the Whoopi John and Six Fat Dutchmen and some of those bands from New Ulm, Minnesota. Boy, they've got extensive libraries. And then you'll hit bands like you guys where they just play from the heart, I think, and it always comes out good. Both bands, I can't say one is better than the other because both do well.
No, and that's just it. Like you just said, you play from the heart, and that just, it makes it all that much better because, when I play, we all have a good time because I don't need another job.
Uh-huh.
That just gives me a chance to go out and have a good, great time with people.
I think the one advantage that improvisers have over the music readers is that you're not focused on a sheet of music, so you're able to interact with the crowd. When your hands can work by themselves and your eyes can look around, that's a really good advantage over those that are just glued to that music sheet.
Absolutely.
And can make for a lot more fun, yeah, because seeing some of the different quirky things that can happen when people are dancing or whatever, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely, and it's fun to watch the crowd, too, because if they get into it, so do we.
There you go.
And it's vice versa. If we get into it, they get into it.
There you go. Well, very good. What's the schedule look like these days? Have you got any work lined up for this upcoming summer? Or if people travel, where they might see you?
Yeah, we play around here in Denver area, and then we play at least once a month out in Keensburg.
Okay.
And then we play out in Brush, Colorado for an Oktoberfest out there. And then over Labor Day weekend, we are going to Billings, Montana.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to play up there with Gary Ridgeland and the Country Dutchman.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Well, very good.
So that'll be a lot of fun. That's on a Friday and Saturday.
There you go. That's awesome. Yes, and we've had Gary on the program before. A very good band, too, the Ridgeland Dutchmen. So, yeah, wonderful. Well, Wayne, we've come to that time of the program where I usually ask each and every guest if they can, and you've played for a number of years now, like you had mentioned. You can share a memory with folks, good, bad, or otherwise, over your career, that something that might have happened, whether it be an award or an experience, or give us what you got in mind.
Well, one of my favorites is that we played for the National Folklife Festival.
Okay.
And they had that in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Wow.
So, they flew us out there and all that. And then we get there, and So there was one band that didn't make it because of their flights or whatever. So they asked us if we'd be interested in playing. Said, yeah, we'll play for the first hour and a half. It's no big deal. So they said, but the only thing is it's outside and it's on a football field. And we said, what? Yeah. So we get out there and we those people out there on this football field. It was so awesome, man, to show them our music, and we had a great time. So that was a great memory. And then, you know, since I do play the Hammer Dolphin, as soon as I got done playing, this guy was, without even taking my instrument down or anything, he says, come here, I need you. Let's go do a radio interview. And so that was pretty cool. I thought that was just, I felt pretty special.
I guess so. Yeah, and when was that, just recently?
That was in like 1985, 86.
Oh, back in the day, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. Well, great. Well, it's sure encouraging to hear that you've got the future coming up there, your son taking up the music and keeping it going. And, yeah, we'll look forward to having Nathan on the program sometime, too, down the road.
Yeah, so we are very blessed to have a son that enjoys this music, you know, and he's just as passionate as I am about it. So, and it's cool because he plays all different instruments, and I only play the dulcimer, and that's it.
Okay. Well, and I can share that same thought with you. I had the opportunity to play with my dad on several occasions. My dad's no longer with us, passed away in 2008. But back in the day, he was a drummer. Deutschmeister's very popular orchestra up here in Minnesota, made it into the Music Hall of Fame. And so at any rate, Dad was their drummer for the first 10 years of their existence. And then in the later years, you know, you grow up, you want to be just like Dad. And so I worked at the meat market just like he did. And then I learned the drums from him. And so, yeah, a few occasions there. I was also a trumpet player. So a few occasions when we couldn't get a drummer, we got Dad to drum, and I'd jump over on the trumpet part. And, yeah, there's nothing better than to be able to work with your dad.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And it's pretty cool because I own my own business, and, you know, and he's got that same passion because he owns his own business now, too. So
that's right.
It's pretty cool.
Yes, and we should have
music and playing music and business, so that's pretty cool.
It is. And I should have asked you that too, if you made your living entirely off of music or if you did something else for an occupation.
Yeah, I own a Matco tool truck.
Okay.
And I go out and see people, and so it's a franchise, and so that's what I do, and so I do that during the week, and there's no way I could do the playing because there's just not enough. There's not enough call for it here in Denver.
Right, right. And for the most part, most of the musicians, it's been a good side job, a great added income. There's just a handful that make their full-time living on the music. So, and kudos to them for making it work. You know, we're just the way it is.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to get to release that energy, you know, when you do play and stuff. And that's your happy time.
Well, I know all those musicians listening in right now would second the thought that it's like a good therapy for you. I know myself, when I pick up an instrument, you can just relieve a lot of stress. The music just seems to do that for you.
And absolutely. And then, you know, music is a great thing because it keeps a lot of kids and a lot of people out of trouble.
That's true, too. Absolutely. Well, very good, Wayne. Well, we've reached the end of our program here, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
All righty. So with that, we're going to wish you a good afternoon. If you want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you in just a moment here, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
There he goes. Mr. Wayne Applehands, our 294th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 57 our temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music by the Dutch Hops in just a moment.